Leah, thank you for joining us this week. We're starting off with a popular place to visit during the fall opening up. What can you tell us about the Mesilla Valley Maze opening?
Right. So the Mesilla Valley Maze returns for its 23rd season, which will last through the end of October. So their activities include the corn maze, of course, the pumpkin patch. And this year, it also includes flower fields. So they planted a little over an acre of sunflowers and zinnias, so you can go out there and put together a bouquet and grab your pumpkins while you're at it. It'll be open on the weekends for the general public. So many activities to enjoy.
A very popular place during the fall in our area. Let's move on and talk about an area company that the state of New Mexico made a big investment in. It appears the company was not able to meet the benchmarks. So what can you tell us about what's happening with this local hemp company?
Right. So this is 420 Valley. And so there was an agreement to invest economic development funds into the company. And it was terminated by the city of Las Cruces after they failed to meet these employee criteria. So they were initially supposed to be opening on South Valley as a hemp and CBD production center and like a retail shop. And through the Local Economic Development Act, the city pledged $150,000 in funding, with the New Mexico Economic Development Department promising $400,000. And so they were supposed to be bringing in 55 full-time jobs to the city by the end of 2023. And while the pandemic, you know, interrupted some plans, it became a bit of a burden, I guess, with the company having possession of like large quantities of biomass used to extract CBD. And then they were sitting on unsold product. So the Economic Development Act agreement actually includes several benchmarks. The city, acting as the fiscal agent for the funds, said the company didn't meet the deadline of December 31st, 2020, to employ at least 18 people, and then a 180-day cure period had also passed. So none of the money was transferred to the company, so they won't be facing any clawback penalties as a result, but that is where they stand at this point.
Let's move on. A lot of folks around this time of year enjoy the scenic drive down Highway 28 to visit wineries, and it appears now they can also visit a new brewery.
Right. So in Chambarino, sort of midway between Cruces and El Paso, Public House 28 Brewery opened up at the end of August, and so they are kind of surrounded by farmland. It's super scenic, obviously. And in this little sort of unassuming area is this beautiful oasis, basically. There's seating for groups, for individuals, private seating. There's a dog park even. And the owner is John Brooker. He's been wanting to open up his own brewery for about 6 years now. And, you know, timing just wasn't right. And finally, with this summer, they were able to put everything together and get brewing. So they opened up, like I said, at the end of August. They've been open every weekend since then. You know, they have food trucks out there. They're currently offering guest beers from Bosque Brewing out of Albuquerque and Santa Fe Brewing, but they are in the fermenting process with their own beers. So customers will have to look out for that one. But they're open Friday through Sunday, and they're also working on like seasonal recipes with fruits and such that they've grown themselves, like peaches, prickly pear. So definitely a unique, interesting spot to stop at on your drive through the Pecan Trees.
Leah Romero is a reporter with the Las Cruces Sun News. I want to thank you so much for joining us this week for the Monday Business Watch.
Thank you.